This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Children of Pornsters at Reddit. When did you find out about your mom dad's career choice? How do you believe it affected your social life? Did your school friends know? Didn't see the event at the beginning. My neighbor was a porn director and his son went to my high school. We had several classes together. He told me that his dad kept his business to himself most of the time. Although he did tell me that pornsters used to stay overnight. I did see several attractive females walk into his house many times. I had a friend in high school who was dating this girl whose mom was a pornster. Her mom's name is Holly Halston. I walked into the main office one day and she was waiting to speak to her vice principal or somebody like that. I started freaking the duck out on the inside. I even recognized her tattoos. I thought someone decided it would be a good idea to film a porno at my school. Gotta get those classrooms from somewhere. I had seen her in the office before my friend started dating the daughter, so it didn't click until he told me. Not a porn star story, but a homemade porn story. This kid I went to high school with found a video in his dad's porn stash, started to watch it and jerk off. His mom walks in on him and starts yelling, "That's me, Anthony." He thought it was hilarious for some reason and told everyone about it. It was later confirmed by his mother, who was horrified he told people. When I was a teenager, I very casually knew Hugh Hefner's sons. Their mom had been a playmate, and this was around the time of Girls Next Door. So their dad was obviously dating playmates. They were super quiet about it and didn't really bring it up. But one time, when pressed, they were just very matter of fact. It was a business, and their parents were business people. And to think that the images of them that we knew were in any way related to who they were as real people was probably very wrong. The main thing I got out of it was Hugh's email address, or the one that Mary, his secretary, checked, and I was able to interview him about the journalism that was in Playboy. If you have never read the articles, you should. Especially back in the day, there were top writers doing incredible work there. Not me, but knew a couple kids in high school who were the children of a well-known East European porn star, particularly well-known in Italy cause she shagged the Italian stallion, Rocco Siffredi. Anyway, the younger son got caught selling magazines that he'd found in his parents' basement, featuring a lot of his mum. Anyway, it was super weird and all. Got to know the kid a bit better later on and he seemed pretty chilled. He did get caught with over 100 pot plants by the police and his parents got done for money laundering a couple years later though. Comma waiting to hear about the kid who fapped to his mom. When the gentleman on Xbox said he ducked my mom, I was worried. My mom was a pornster and still has various ties to the industry. Growing up was pretty normal aside from her being gone at weird times. I suppose the industry led her to be kinda wild and crazy. It took me a while to really understand what she was. I have very early memories of seeing hundreds of porn videos lying around her office. Honestly, children are just blind. I will say that being around that environment started me being sexual at an early age. Once I was older, I kinda used it to brag to my friends. It was a secret that only my close friends knew, but one that I didn't feel the need to be embarrassed by. She was called the hot mom. It kinda just became a norm. I was very successful with women during my younger years, less than 13, but due to a whole host of other issues during high school was less successful with women. I am currently in a very successful 9-year relationship with my GF. Overall, I feel like I am relatively unscathed. It's just something my mom did. I did stumble upon a video of her once and quickly exited the site. Not quite answering the question, but my friend is a stupendously hot chick who shot porn several years ago in Florida and LA and still cams and sells her own vids for a living. Her parents were totally normal and she had a normal childhood. But she has a really unique name, meaning she literally is the only person on the planet Earth with her name and spelling. It's a lovely name and you'd think others would have it, but no. At least Google tells me so. Anyway, after she began her cam and porn career, her mom told her where she came up with her name. Turns out there was a hot porn star in the late 80s, early 90s with a name, though spelled differently. Her mom thought she was pretty, so her mom named her after this porn star. The circle of life, I guess. I really hope this Ask Reddit takes off. Could be very, very insightful, entertaining or crude. Popcorn. I remember the best day of my life, when I found my dad's porn hidden under his mattress. I also remember the worst day of my life, when I found my mom's porn in the back of that video store. The mom of one of my kids' friends was pretty well known back in the 80s. The mother told us about her past after meeting her for the second or third time, as she wanted to be upfront and didn't want people talking behind her back. I respected her for being straight up with us, and she turned out to be just a regular mom for the most part. I did have to do some research and found several vintage movies of her with Tom Berum and several other of the routine 80s porn guys. That was 15 years ago when we first met her. My investigation into her porn star filmography still continues. Not a porn star, but a friend of mine growing up's mom was in Playboy. Everyone knew about it. We all saw the pictures, of course. She was trying to get into acting and I guess had a few small roles, but it never took off. She got married, settled down, and moved on. I was about 12-ish when I found out. But the rumor going around was that she just owned it, told some of her friends, and it got around, and that was that. Everyone was like, okay, cool, no scandal. People just got on with their lives and it became a funny story of her crazy Hollywood days. My friend was pretty athletic and good looking. The father was a college football player, if I recall, before going into business. And the mom was, well, in Playboy after all, so he was popular enough that no one really gave him it about it besides the occasional MILF joke, which he just took in stride. They were a cool family. Let us drink at their place in HS as long as we spent the night. There are a lot of a friend of mine posts here. Not porn, but my mom was a prostitute. I found out around sophomore in high school when she told me. None of my friends knew, but now a few do because I've talked to them about it. It kinda ducked with me for a while because I was very conservative about sex. Grandparents raised me, and I was judgmental in my mind, but never to my mom. Now that I'm older, I'm way more accepting of it. Especially when a couple years ago I was struggling to make rent fresh out of high school and was deeply considering sex work. I did sell a few pairs of used panties and went on a couple dates to make some extra cash for rent, but never had PIV for money. Desperation is a hell of a motivator. I had a friend in high school whose dad was a porn star back in the day. I think we talked about it once, friend and I, and he might have mentioned it once later in the years I was friends with his daughter. It was never a big deal though. Her parents were super cool and never bugged us. They let us drink and roam around the neighborhood as long as we were on foot and spend the night at the house. I think we had to be in by 1, but we could stay up all night and eat all the snacks and have fun because they lived on the second floor and she had the basement. They'd hang out too, but definitely gave us the space to be teenagers as long as we didn't duck it up. I always liked hanging out with her them. Mia Khalifa went to my rival high school and graduated a couple years before me. Her sister is my age and I can only assume it was torture for her. My dad is not a pornster, but he recorded some music with his band that ended up being in a porno. It wasn't specifically made for the porno, just somehow ended up in there. It's an 80s one called The Awakening of Sally. It is also on the internet to watch. If you hear the sax, that's my dad. Not parents, but I found a video of my brother on a homemade amateur upload. At first I was like, huh, that looks like. Then I realized it actually was. That was a boner killer. I still haven't told him that I found it. My mother is a specialist in artificial insemination for cows in New Zealand. Watched a video of her jacking off a big Hereford bull in agriculture class. My friend turned to me and said, your mum really knows how to work her wrist. My parents weren't pornsters, but not too long ago I came across a video online of an old friend getting pegged. He was a buff, sporty guy, and we used to flirt a lot at work. And then there he was on the internet, taking it up the ass from a woman with a strap on. It was actually kind of hot. I have a Ukrainian cousin who is a model. My aunt showed me the covers of some magazines that were slightly explicit. I think my aunt was too innocent to realize. Not a child, but found out my ex does porn now. Greatest day of my life so far. An ex-girlfriend grew up with the kids of a very famous female pornster's kids. In high school, she asked my ex if she was interested in a shoot with two other girls when she was 18 plus senior year of high school or so. It was no secret mom was a porn star and producer. Ex-girlfriend is straight and declined. No harsh feelings. Not porn. But I had a friend whose mother was a stripper. One day, I found her old phone in their storage box building thing. I needed a new phone. And they weren't using it. So I took it. On the phone's camera roll were videos and pictures of her practicing her job with her husband. I guess that's kinda porn. I jacked off to them like 4 times. This was a while ago. And I know it was a dick move to do that to someone. My first boyfriend in middle school had a pornster mom. It was really hard on him. I don't know what broke up his parents, but between a musician and a porn star you don't get much stability. He was kinda depressed. Very into grunge rock and didn't tell anyone about what his mom did except myself and a couple people from our friends group who never told anyone. I didn't think it was that big of a deal until I met her. And she was in fact very stereotypical in her looks and dress. No wonder he didn't want her at our school events. That all being said, she seemed to love him and tried to be a part of his life, which he didn't really want at the time. He seems to be okay now. Has dabbled with drugs and being a crusty punk kid hopping trains and such, but based on FB it looks like he found a girl and settled down a little in the last couple years. I think overall it wasn't that she was in porn. It was her lifestyle offset that affected her kid. My mom was a stripper, not a porn star. My mom worked her ass off, literally, to give me as good of a life as she could. She quit a few years into it after she became religious and married another newly religious man. I'm not sure how it would have affected my social life had she continued stripping, but I feel like she would have gotten out of the business even if she didn't marry my stepdad. She liked the money, but I know that the industry seriously depressed her and she felt a lot of shame. She had a really ducked up childhood and did everything she could to protect her kids from having a life like she had. The funny side of it is that she may have met my brother's father in the industry because I found a Playgirl with him on the cover. I think she did a lesser magazine or two as well, but thankfully both were more loincloth type gigs and no full nudity to really duck my eyes up forever. I honestly think that her becoming super religious affected my social life more than anything. I wasn't allowed to officially date until I was 18 and I felt a lot of the usual shame connected to sexuality that religion can bring. Well, OP, tell us your story. Hey, I have a relevant story kinda. So in grade 11 we got to go on a Europe trip with school. While at an internet cafe, one kid discovers photos of a recent graduate of our school on a porn site. Everyone gathers around because she's gorgeous. Here's the kicker is I'm seeing her younger sister at the time. Needless to say, I get bombarded with questions from everyone and was forced to make a phone call that night to confirm. It was the sister. I can't give names or anything because I don't know her porn name. I knew a girl whose mom did porn and her boyfriend starred in one with her. He wasn't a porn star and it was just the one. The whole family was really weird. I feel like 20 years from now there will be a lot more input for this thread when all the hot college dorm sluts from YouPorn have teenage kids. Looking back on the YOLO days with much regret. Not me, but my best friend in college. She was having a particularly rough day and I was giving her some love and attention complete with ice cream when she checked her email and saw she had one from her angry ex-stepdad. It was a single video link with nothing else, so she clicked thinking it would be something funny. It was not. It was her mother doing a double penetration in a random hotel room. Mortified, she closed the browser and immediately called her mother for an explanation. Long story short, her ex-scumbag stepfather forced her mother to do a few pornos because he said they were strapped for money and it was an emergency. She only did it a couple times and then she left him, so she never did it again. My friend was bawling her eyes out for hours. Nothing I said or did made it any better. She completely stopped watching porn altogether and lost a lot of her libido for a good chunk of time, which was sad because she was ravenous in the bedroom. She got over it eventually and forgave her mother instantly because she totally understood why her mom would do it. Her mother is an absolute angel and loves me just as much as the other four girls she has, and it never changed my opinion of her. Sex work is a fact of life for some women, and even I have been paid for activities of a sexual nature when the time called for it. I love my friend and her regardless of who or how they duck. I keep hoping Thora Birch is a Redditor, disappointed every time. So, Heather Harmon's child would be like 12, 13, right now, right? I wonder how that will go. One time I walked in on her in front of the computer with her legs up and she was like, excuse me, in an accusatory tone. Other times she made me take pictures of her in a bikini even though I was clearly not okay with it. Around 10 years old. Also found her porn site online browsing one day. Dad was also a Chippendale male dancer, and I guess that's how they met. But I didn't know him until I was 20. I think it has profoundly ducked up my sexuality, and currently I am borderline asexual, with no desire for sex with another human being. However, my sex drive seems fairly normal. I find it very hard to chip in during conversations when people are talking about their parents and their childhood. I don't mind sharing, but I feel like if I ever talk about my parents, people need to be prepared to be bummed out. A classmate of mine from high school was in porn for a couple years. She was featured recently in Rashida Jones' documentary Hot Girls Wanted on young women getting into the industry and how hard it is for them to make any money. She is no longer in the industry and is doing much better. My friend from school is a porn star. Still working, mainly in lesbian. She has only ever had sex with one male. Her current husband. Anyway, every day, there seems to be people tracking down who she is and being added to her Facebook. Always seems to be comments about how attractive her children are and how they should do the same job when they are older. Her daughter is no older than 4. I mean, damn it. The woman is hot. Not like the normal porn star hot where they take away the makeup and they look a little lackluster. This woman is genuinely hot. And I feel so sorry for her that she is getting these comments left on pictures of her kids. She won't stop doing porn. Though, she has told me a couple of times. It pays exceedingly well for her, and it allows her to give her children the life they deserve. Should put a serious tag. I understand why people aren't saying many names, but at the same time, it would be a measure of free advertising for the names mentioned, and would thus help their friends' family.